Second.
Motion made by Mr. McLean, seconded by Ms. Abel. Please cast your vote. Well, we believe the agenda is approved unanimously. It's just taking a little time to electronically process. Chatter that was going on, I think everybody's going to be real excited to be back to school tomorrow and see people, or more than one person. We look forward to being back in school. I know it's been a difficult time while we're out, but hopefully these events like this only occur every 20 years or so. I know it's kind of interesting, my son who lives in New Haven, Connecticut, his temperature and the amount of snow that he got there, we were much colder and much more snow here. So you just never know. Thank each of you who were able to make it tonight through our meeting. I certainly want to pause before we start. Alan, if you would pass this on to thank the major efforts made by our maintenance department to get the parking lots clear, the sidewalks clear, and everything that they did, trying to get us back to school a little bit earlier. So we appreciate that. If you pass that on to the board, we appreciate it. And also to the workers for the city of Oak Ridge, who spent hours and hours and hours trying to get our roads clear. Oak Ridge, Tennessee is just not prepared for an event like this because they don't have them very often. So we appreciate the efforts to help keep our citizens and our community safe. And also, I appreciate the work Superintendent and his staff, and Molly, thank you. We've received a lot of great comments about the communication that the community has received based on what we're doing or what we're not doing, so definitely appreciate it as well. So we'll move from there to special reports and presentations. The first item being our good news, and Ms. Engel, we're going to start with you first.
All right, from Willowbrook Elementary, a huge shout out to the city of Oak Ridge for ensuring that our students, staff, and community remain safe. Recently, the city installed a stop sign in a high traffic area in front of our campus. The Robertics Club participated in the Atomic City Invitational on January 13th. Students participated in the Masterpiece Alliance Challenge and did a fantastic job. Our 21st Century program partnered with the Anderson County UT-TSU Extension Office to provide the program, Yoga for Kids, for students in our after-school program. Students were fully engaged in the fun while learning about healthy, active lifestyles, and that is good news.
Okay, I have good news from Oak Ridge High School. The girls' bowling team, coached by Julianne Fowler, won the district championship in only their second year in the program. The team plays second at the regional tournament and will compete in sectionals on January 12th. During the extraordinary gala at the Oak Ridge Chamber of Commerce 75th anniversary celebration, the Oak Ridge High School Interact Club, sponsored by Allison King, received the Chamber of Commerce Extraordinary Promising Youth Award. Congratulations.
Contacted us. Now I'm glad that they didn't, because now we won't refuse that challenge.
We have good news from Robertsville Middle. Congratulations to Robertsville TSA members for being selected as Tennessee TSA Chapter of the Month. Technology Student Association is a national organization of students engaged in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, open to students enrolled in or who have completed technology and engineering courses. TSA's membership includes over 300,000 middle and high school students in approximately 2,400 schools, spanning 46 states and territories. TSA is supported by educators, parents, and business leaders who believe in the need for a technologically literate society. Members learn through exciting competitive events, leadership opportunities, and much more. The diversity of activities makes TSA a positive experience for every student. From engineers to business managers, our alumni credit TSA with a positive influence on their lives. A huge shout out to teachers Dr. Burnett and Ms. Lefwich, as well as the many parents and RMS alumni volunteers that help make our program so successful. And that's from Robertsville.
And that's just some of the good news taking place in our school district. Next, we move to recognition of Teachers of the Year, Teacher Assistants of the Year, and Principal of the Year.
Yeah, I'll turn over to Mr. Lay and Dr. Williams to talk about that process and who those people are.
Yes, we are just pleased to announce that we have selected individuals, and we had a great list as usual. And we just wanted to take this opportunity to mention their names one more time. At Glenwood Elementary, the Teacher of the Year was Kobe Sherrod. The TA of the Year was Shelley Leathers. At Jefferson Middle School, we had Jennifer Mitchell. That was the Teacher of the Year. Matt Reed was the TA of the Year. At Linden Elementary, we had Tracy Waltrip, Teacher of the Year, and Candace Salco was the Teacher Assistant of the Year. At Oak Ridge High School, we had Miss Ashley Wagner, and she was the Teacher of the Year. They did not submit a TA. At the preschool, we had Brandy Duff as Teacher of the Year and Ruby Garcia Vasquez as the Teacher Assistant of the Year. At Robertsville Middle School, we had Catherine Venable as the Teacher of the Year and Elizabeth Horton as the Teacher Assistant of the Year. At Secret City Academy, Teacher of the Year was Linda Tutko, and the Teacher Assistant was Marina McKinley. At Willowbrook Elementary, the Teacher of the Year was Tiffany Collins, and the Teacher Assistant of the Year was Julie Coburn. And at Woodland Elementary, we had Ryan Tilley as the Teacher of the Year, and Ryan Tilley as the Teacher Assistant of the Year, and Sarah Green as the Teacher of the Year. So we had the initial voting, and basically each staff had the opportunity to go through the voting process and select basically the teacher and the Teacher Assistant of the Year. And then it comes to it at the district level, and then Dr. Williams, she forms the committee, and we get to vote. So we will start with the Teacher Assistant of the Year, and that was Mrs. Elizabeth Horton from Robertsville Middle School. And we've already been to each school, and we presented a plaque in front of the staff and basically communicated that honor to them in front of their staff. Let's see. The Elementary Teacher of the Year was Mrs. Tiffany Collins from Willowbrook Elementary. The Teacher of the Year at the middle school level, communicated clearly. These are the district winners. So our district elementary winner was Tiffany Collins from Willowbrook. Our middle school district winner is Mrs. Catherine Venable from Robertsville Middle School. And our high school Teacher of the Year, district Teacher of the Year, is Mrs. Ashley Wagner. So those were our district Teachers of the Year and TA. And then we had our Principal of the Year, okay? And I tell you, that was a tight process this year, but we are pleased to announce Mr. Nick Corrigan as the Principal of the Year for Oak Ridge Schools.
At some point in time, if possible, I'd like to have those individuals come to a board meeting so we could recognize them here at a board meeting. You could make that happen at some point in time.
I feel confident we can make that happen, sir. Okay.
Scott,
is, yes. And not everybody may know, I know we'll have some social media buzz out there, but this is School Board Appreciation Week. So a good week for that. And I've said it before, and I think many of us here know, this is the best school board I know I've ever worked for, best school board in Tennessee, probably the country. Just an incredible group of people day in and day out, and just so grateful to have them. Their governance and their leadership are the best. Their support for our schools and our community are amazing. And I think the best thing is how they provide an example of our number one core value, which is students first. Every time they talk, it's always about students and what they can do for students, and just can't thank them enough for doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and read a proclamation from the governor, and then we can acknowledge them for their greatness here in the Oak Ridge schools. Whereas offering an excellent public education system is an important part of helping to ensure every student can graduate high school, prepared to begin a secondary education, and or join the workforce, and whereas school board members support and appreciate the efforts of students, educators, and administrators who diligently work towards educational success, and whereas voters in each district elect school board members to be their voice as challenges arise and subsequent decisions are made on behalf of students in their communities, and whereas we appreciate all who serve on school boards across the state and their dedication to quality public education in Tennessee. Now, therefore, Governor Lee, the state of Tennessee, do hereby proclaim January 21 through 27 as School Board Appreciation Week. So please join me in thanking our school board for what they do.
Approval.
Motion made by Ms. Abel, seconded by Ms. Webb. All those in favor of the electronic vote, cast your vote. Great. Motion passes unanimously. Electronic termination.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 2.400, Revenues.
For the Superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms.
Abel. I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Van Dyke because she has some mastery over this policy and the changes. So, Ms. Van Dyke, do you want to explain some of those?
Absolutely. The Comptroller issued a new internal school funds manual this year, and one of the things that they addressed in that manual and provided additional guidance on was approval of electronic payments. Amusingly enough, they recommend that we don't accept online payments, but they say that if the board approves it, we can do so. So this is giving us the ability to continue to accept online payments, and then we hope that we're going to start rolling out later this calendar year the ability to accept even more things online.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Abel, seconded by Mr. White. Any comments, additional comments? I know some of you have met with the superintendent. Any additional comments at this time before we go? Again, I would just like to say, particularly for those listening or watching, without question, the first item on the superintendent's agenda is always to give credit to his staff here at SAB, the principals and administrative staff and school village for the work that they do. But as we all know, the buck stops in the superintendent's office. So we have someone in the position that makes things happen and things that buy in to provide genuine quality education for our students. That's what we want in our schools, and we certainly have a person in that position, so we thank you for that. So please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C is FY24 tenure status for eligible staff members.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 tenure status for eligible staff members.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Clint, seconded by Ms. Abel.
This is just a fantastic night to give tenure here to 20 people that have earned tenure, and I'm going to have Mr. Lay explain that in a little bit. But I think we have four folks out of our 20 that braved the rain to come out here tonight. But Mr. Lay, do you want to explain the process so everybody knows what happens?
Yes, sir. Basically, what happens is the employee must have worked for us for a full 5 years. And then basically at the end of those 5 years, that person is eligible for tenure if year five and year four, they score a level four or level five, basically as their LOE. Okay, so it's on the evaluation system. So once we verify the 5 years of service and they were a level four teacher or a level five teacher, year four, year five, then we send out a notice to the principal. The principal signs off, yes, this person is a quality educator, effective, and they should earn tenure. And then basically, we bring that recommendation to Dr. Borchers, and he brings it before the board. And the LOE is level of effectiveness, on the evaluation. I agree 100% because I myself was expected to come to the podium and make a comment, but we're trying to improve attendance here, so you can determine if that's possible.
Good evening, I'm John. Good evening, board. I'm Jonathan Schoolcraft. I'm a math teacher at Oak Ridge High School.
Hi, I'm Michelle Sanders. I taught for 4 years at Jefferson Middle, 7th grade math, and I'm at the high school this year teaching high school math.
Hi, Stephanie Slusson. I'm 7th grade science at Robertsville Middle School.
Hi, I'm Gigi Knave. I now teach kindergarten at Willowbrook Elementary.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Corrigan, currently the principal at Robertsville Middle School.
Well, I know that all of the board is aware. I'm fairly certain that all of the staff are aware, but the millions of the public may not know that the requirement to score a 4 or a 5 on the assessment is either above average or superior. So these folks have exceeded the bar. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 25-26 district school calendar.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Lay, seconded by Mr. Lay.
I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Lay. If you want to describe this, Mr. Lay?
Yes, sir. The process this year to basically create the 25-26 calendar was similar years of what we've done in the past. Each school sends a representative. We form a committee. That committee spends approximately 2 weeks asking staff, what would you like to, what would you be your preference or suggestions for the school calendar? We meet once again with those suggestions. We send out a survey so that everyone can vote. This year, the suggestions were a little bit lean, as we have seen the past couple of years, which leads me to believe that we have a calendar that a very high percentage of our staff are pleased with. The one question that we really had, there are some givens we know. We know that staff, they want a full 2 weeks during the winter break. They don't want to start midweek because you lose a week in there. We know that the Wednesday prior to the Thanksgiving holiday is very important to our staff. We know that the Mondays after fall break, winter break, and spring break, a PD day, a data day, a work day, whatever you want to call that, for teachers to have in their rooms to prepare for students, we know that that is wanted. We know the staff wants our fall break and spring breaks to align with basically surrounding school systems, so if they have children in those school systems. So those are our givens. The new suggestion this year was, could we possibly reduce our fall break to a 1 week break, then have a full week off during the week of Thanksgiving? So we put on the survey and put it out there, and basically I think 17% supported that. I will tell you that in looking at that, if that would have been a, let's say 90% wanted that, it really did upset the balance of our calendar. It was going to take some work to make that really fit. So basically, the calendar before you really mirrors the calendar that we have used last year, this year, and actually will take place next year. Any other specific questions on the calendar?
Well, my only thought on it was that it might have made sense to make spring break 1 week later so that you could kind of combine it with the Good Friday holiday and giving families off the Easter weekend, with, you know, the 2 weeks including Easter weekend. But I also fully understand that there is an effort to balance the different grading periods, and that third grading period is already the longest one, so bumping it would have exacerbated that problem.
Yes, and we did actually do that on paper, and basically we saw that we were creating a larger third 9 weeks in comparison to the fourth 9 weeks. The benefit would have been students would have basically completed this school year a day earlier than what they're going to. So we saw that, but when we work with staff, maintaining a balance of our grading periods is very important. So that's why we kept it where it's at. So.
And thank you for explaining the extra Monday, because I think that gets a lot of questions, but it makes sense that it's a teacher preference. So thank you for that.
You know, it does. And teachers, I mean, we have heard consistently, and we always hear it after a break. We heard it after winter break. We will hear it after spring break. It is appreciated. You think about it, you go from a two-week break, for those that don't teach intersession, then all of a sudden it's Monday morning, the students are there to have that day to prepare. And then also that's when we do our data meetings, which is equally important too, to see how students perform that prior 9 weeks. And that's very important for us to move forward to see what we need to do differently. So it's extremely beneficial. Maybe it may not be a parent preference, but it works very well for our staff. You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase and installation of access control equipment at Glenwood Elementary in the amount of $64,331.23.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Akles, seconded by
Mr. As you can see from the memo there, this equipment will upgrade the access controls for Glenwood Elementary School, allowing all classroom areas to be secured or entered with a card reader access. As it says there, we're going to kind of use this as a test pilot to make sure it works well. Our hope would then be in years to come, we would do a school every year to get that same kind of card access in every building. And you can see there we're using the funding from the 2024 Public School Security Grant to fund this project.
Comments or questions?
And I will add one comment. If we would be fortunate enough to earn another COPS grant, then perhaps we could do four or five schools in a year. And hopefully over the next couple of years, three at the most have all schools done if this works out well.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase and installation of a dish machine at Oak Ridge Preschool in the amount of $37,874.06.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Abel.
The equipment will improve and expand the capability of food service operations at the preschool. Bids were advertised in accordance with state guidelines, and these funds are made available from the Food Service Capital Equipment Fund. Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of ORHS NJROTC field trip to Norfolk, Virginia to familiarize cadets to Navy and Marine career opportunities.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Abel, seconded by Ms. McClain.
We don't have Chief with us here tonight, but I'm sure he would love to explain this activity. It's taking place over the spring break, and I think you probably noticed their hotel name is the Naval Sea Cadet Barracks on base, so this will be quite an experience, I think, for this group.
Yeah, I noticed that right off.
I recommend approval of new club pickleball at Oak Ridge High School.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Klein.
And as it says there, they just want to introduce this organized recreational sport into the community of Oak Ridge High School. So it's spreading everywhere, pickleball is. Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the new club Young Men of Measure at Glenwood Elementary School.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Klein, seconded by Ms. Abel.
I'll read through what we have here for the agenda item. We do have our sponsor in the audience, but and the board also saw this in action at Glenwood. Young Men of Measure is a club designed to teach students what it means to be a quality citizen. Topics will include etiquette, bullying, courage, resilience, work ethic, confidence, sportsmanship, putting others first, manners, positive body image, and being healthy. The activities will involve students learning key skills in pursuit of becoming young leaders like tying a tie, shaking hands, eye contact, community service, etiquette, and more. And again, we saw a great example of this when we went and did the Glenwood Elementary visit, and I can't wait to see where they end up throughout the year.
Really excited about it. It's for right now, it's just for third graders, but we plan to try to maybe open it up to fourth and maybe some second graders in the future. We're starting very small, but hopefully growing it to be a little bit bigger and bigger deal each year, where we can bring in some stakeholders to the community, some business leaders, just to come in and talk about professionalism and being a young man. We also have a sister club, Young Women of Wonder, which I'm sure will come up next. So we're going to try to make this spread throughout hopefully the whole school, but for now, a very small start. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. So from there, we'll move to the Glenwood Young Women of Wonder.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the new club, Young Women of Wonder, at Glenwood Elementary School. This club's very, very similar, but designed to teach students how to grow in their relationships with others and with themselves. Topics will include goal setting, vision boards, showing gratitude, and having a growth mindset. Some of their activities, the students will learn key skills in pursuit of becoming a young leader, such as setting goals for themselves, building a vision board, and learning how to work with others. Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 district audit.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Abel, second by Ms. McClain.
Well, we'll end tonight's meeting with some great news. It's always nice to have a great audit, but I'm going to turn to Ms. Van Dyke. But before I let her go, just a huge thank you to her and her team and all the people that are involved in getting a clean, clear audit like this. So just a big thank you for her team. So Ms. Van Dyke, you want to give us any highlights from the audit?
Absolutely. Attached to the audit, well, not the document itself, but there was a second document that had a letter from our auditor. He normally tries to come and do a presentation, but he wrote this up because he was unable to attend, and so I'll just give you a couple of the highlights. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It says on page 13 through 16 is the independent auditor's report. We issued an unmodified opinion of the financial statements. This is the highest level of assurance we can provide on the financial statements. That is not a reflection on the Board of Education's financial well-being, but instead on the accuracy and completeness of the financial statements and notes. On pages 154 to 155 is the independent auditor's report on internal control over financial reporting. We are happy to report that we noted no significant deficiencies or significant noncompliance to report in this letter. And on pages 156 through 157 is the independent auditor's report on compliance for each major program. This is our grants. And then it goes to the next page. In our opinion, the schools complied in all material respects with the types of compliance requirements referred to above and could have a direct and material impact, material effect on each of its major federal programs for the year ended June 30th, 2023. And I put on each of your stations, except for Ms. McClain, I gave you yours earlier, the Bible here that if you go to the very back, page 149, it actually is a little more condensed, and there's a bunch of checkboxes that say no, there were no findings or deficiencies. So clean audit this year. We'll share that with them. I have an amazing, amazing staff, so couldn't do it without them.
Moving on to items for information. Any questions regarding the financial report? Moving to items for discussion. The old business. The new business. Communications. Members of the Board of Education. One of the first guests. Coin or do whatever you'd like to do, but
I'll take April.
Reschedule at Woodland beginning at 7:45.
just excited to have our students back, and as you saw, our staff getting reacquainted again with all of them and our parents, and I think we're going to be rejuvenated here going into our third quarter.